1 to verse 9.
过了五天，大祭司亚拿尼亚同几个长老和一个辩士帖土罗下来，向巡抚控告保罗。保罗被提了来，帖土罗就告他说：“腓力斯大人，我们因你得以大享太平，并且这一国的弊病因着你的先见得以更正了。我们随时随地满心感谢不尽，唯恐多说，你嫌繁叙，只求你宽容听我们说几句话。我们看这个人如同瘟疫一般，是鼓动普天下众犹太人生乱的，又是拿撒勒党里的一个头目，连圣殿他也想要污秽，我们把他捉住了。你自己就问他，就可以知道我们告他的一切事了。众犹太人也随着告他说，事情诚然是这样。
Acts 24, verse 1 through 9. And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and with a certain attorney named Tertullus, and they brought charges to the governor against Paul. And after Paul had been summoned, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying to the governor, "Since we have through you attained much peace, and since by your providence reforms are being carried out for this nation, we acknowledge this in every way and everywhere, most excellent Felix, with all thankfulness. But that I may not weary you any further, I beg you to grant us by your kindness a brief hearing, for we have found this man a real pest, and a fellow who stirs up dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and the ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. And he even tried to desecrate the temple, and then we arrested him. And we wanted to judge him according to our own law, but Lysias, the commander, came along and with much violence took him out of our hands, ordering his accusers to come before you. And by examining him yourself concerning all these matters, you will be able to ascertain the things of which we accuse him." And the Jews also joined in the attack, asserting that these things were so.
我们请大家在这里注意第五节和这里的看这个字，因为这是我们今天所要交通的一个重点。
And I ask all of you to pay particular attention to verse 5. It says, "For we have found." This is the emphasis of our sermon today.
那么在这里，罗马宗教他们就像这个犹太宗教就像罗马巡抚腓力斯控告保罗说：“我们看这个人。”
So Judaism is bringing charges before the Roman governor Felix to say we have found Paul.
那么这个看不是一个随意的观看，而是详细观察的那个看。
This is not just a simple finding. This is a very detailed observation that leads to this finding.
那么这是经过长期的那个周密的考察而得出证明的这一个看。
This is from a long-term observation through well-thought-out studies, and that brings out this finding.
那么我们下面读的一段圣经是在腓立比书二章15到16节。
And then the next scripture we'll read is Philippians 2:15 and 16.
在这弯曲背谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
Philippians 2:15-16, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life.
那么我们在这里注意说，保罗说，他说我们显在这世代中是一个主动的一个显明。
So here, Paul says, use the word, you appear in the world. This is a proactive appearance.
约翰福音十五章
John 15.
十六节
16.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you.
那么我们读福音书，我们有一句话是大家都熟悉的。
When we read the gospel, there is one sentence that we're all familiar with.
那就是在马太28:19那里，主打发门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Which is in Matthew 28:19, where the Lord commissioned the disciples to say, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations."
所以我们说，在教会的历史的里边，许多弟兄姊妹都是受到这句话的激励。
Therefore, in our church history, many, many brothers and sisters have been constrained by this verse.
所以他们就把一生都交在这句话里，这是我们都有目共睹的。
Therefore, they entrusted their entire lives to this verse, and we have all seen this and witnessed this with our own eyes.
所以我们知道的有戴德生弟兄，有贾爱梅姊妹，有马里逊弟兄，等等等等。
From what we know, there's a brother Hudson Taylor, sister Amy Carmichael, and brother Robert Morrison, etc.
那么因为这句话它是一个打发命令的语气。
Because this verse is uttered in, as a commission.
所以马太28:18-20就被称为叫做大使命。
Therefore, Matthew 28:18-20 is called the Great Commission.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道吗？还有一句话，主也是用的打发和命令的语气。
But there's another sentence that God also, the Lord also used the word as a commission.
那么那就是约翰15:6。
Which is also in, found in John 15:16.
主说你们要去结果子。
Which is that you should go and bear fruit.
我们不必为这一句话戴一个帽子说大什么大什么。
We don't need to put a label and say this is a commission this and commission that.
但是我们知道的很清楚，我们活在世上是蒙召做主的见证。
However, we know very clearly that we live on this earth. We have been called to bear the witness of the Lord.
马太五章的16节，我们主在那里说。
In Matthew 5:16, the Lord says,
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，就将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这不就是在传福音吗？
Isn't this preaching the gospel?
所以实在说来，马太二十八章也好，约翰十五章也好，两下归在一起都是一个命令。
Therefore, whether it is Matthew 28 or John 15, it's all the two stream of thoughts are all combined. It's one commandment.
那就是我们是做主的见证。
Which is we are supposed to bear a witness for the Lord.
我们有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you.
我们在爱子的宝血的下面，我们能够聚在一起。
Under the precious blood of the beloved Son, we can gather in this manner.
主，我们感谢你，你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏了给我们。
We thank you that you've granted us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
叫我们在灵和真理的里边，我们敬拜你。
So that we can worship you in spirit and in truth.
我们也能够真认识你。
And we can truly know you.
我们把这一段的时间，我们仰望交在主你同在荣耀的当中。
We give the ensuing time in your glorious presence.
我们愿你向我们说话。
We desire for you to speak to us.
我们愿你在大马色路上扑倒倒保罗的大光，今天也来扑倒我们。
We want that great light that caused Paul to fall down on the road to Damascus. May that great light also make us fall down.
叫我们活在这个世上，我们能够为那替我们死而复活的主活。
Therefore, we can live on this earth for the Lord who died and arose again for us.
我们感谢你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
We thank you for hearing our prayer. We pray in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. 使徒行传从21:1-26是说到保罗人生里边的一段的经历。
So the book of Acts from chapter 21 to chapter 26, it depicts a period in Paul's life experience.
那么他在第三次环游传道的这个途中呢，他就得着从神呢，他就得着一个异象。
In his third missionary trip, he has received a heavenly vision from God.
是他要往罗马去，要在那里结福音的果子。
Therefore, God told him he would be heading to Rome and he would bear fruit for the gospel there.
然而怎么去呢？他必须先回头往耶路撒冷。
However, how is he supposed to go to Rome? He has to return to Jerusalem.
那么保罗一生都没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Paul in his whole life did not disobey the heavenly vision.
虽然一路上各地的弟兄姊妹都极力地劝阻他说在耶路撒冷有捆锁在等着他。
Even though brothers and sisters everywhere along his way were trying to urge him not to go and say there are chains waiting to bind him in Jerusalem.
但主的心意既然向他显明了，他就不计一切代价，然后他定义地跟随主就往前行。
However, because the Lord has already revealed his heart's desire to Paul, therefore he is determined to go forward to Jerusalem.
那么果然他人一到了耶路撒冷就被当地的犹太人就捉拿了，就送到罗马的官府了。
So of course, he very quickly after he has returned to Jerusalem, he was captured and he was sent to the officials.
那么然后呢，他就被送到该撒利亚那个罗马巡抚的衙门的里边。
Later on, he was sent to the Praetorium, which was in the Roman governor in Caesarea.
那么在那里呢，他就被关押了两年之久。
And he was imprisoned in the Praetorium for 2 years.
那么这是我们知道的一个背景。
This is the background that we know.
就在这个中间呢，仇敌并没有放过他。
However, even in the middle of this process, the enemy did not let loose of him.
那么所以在行传的24章这里，我们就看见犹太教的大祭司亚拿尼亚，他就带着一行人就从耶路撒冷就来了。
Therefore, in chapter 24, we see that the high priest Ananias from Judaism came and brought a few people and came to Caesarea.
那么在24章一节的那里就说，他们向巡抚来控告保罗。
In verse 1, they say that they brought charges to the governor.
那么我们从真理的角度来看，这个控告，所谓的控告当然是诬告，是逼迫的。
So from the angle of the truth, of course, these charges brought to the governor are false accusations and not true.
那么弟兄姊妹，仆人不能大于主人。
A servant, brothers and sisters, a servant cannot be greater than the master.
我们的主对门徒说过，他们若逼迫了你，也要逼迫你们的。
The Lord has said to his disciples, if they have persecuted me, they will surely persecute you.
所以犹太宗教他们逼迫了我们的主，现在他当然要转过头来逼迫跟随主的人。
Because Judaism has persecuted our Lord, of course, Judaism is going to turn around and persecute the people who follow our Lord.
那么不但如此，这些人还安排了一个更恶毒的一个计划。
And not only so, they have arranged for an even more wicked scheme.
那么就是他们要求罗马巡抚菲利斯将保罗提到耶路撒冷来，那么这样他们好在路上就埋伏杀害他。
They even wanted the governor to bring Paul back to Jerusalem and they would have an ambush and they would capture and kill Paul on the way.
所以我们从真理的角度来看，这一切都是负面的。
Therefore, from the angle of the truth, all of this is very negative.
但是我们从法律的角度我们来看。
However, from the angle of the law,
犹太人他们控告保罗，他们是有备而来的。
These Jews, when they were trying to bring their charges, they were very well prepared.
因为他们不管是罗马的法律还是摩西律法。
So regardless of whether this is the Roman law or the Mosaic law,
控告必须根据于见证的原则。
when you bring charges against someone, it has to be based on witnesses.
你要控告的话，你必须是眼见为实，有真凭实据的。
If you have to bring charges against someone, you have to have eyewitnesses with concrete facts.
所以，当犹太人他们向罗马巡抚菲利斯他们控告保罗的时候，第一句话他们就说：“我们看这个人。”
So the attorney Tertullus, when they brought charges to the Roman governor Felix against Paul, his first words is, "For we have found this man."
那么我们前面已经说过了，这个看是经过详细考察的一个看。
We mentioned earlier that this finding is after very detailed observation.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们做主的见证。
So, brothers and sisters, today when we bear witness for the Lord,
我们不要以为这个世界它浮在黑暗的权势下面。
We don't want to just think that this world is under the dominion of darkness.
它好像就睡着了，它不理睬我们。
It's like the world is asleep and is not paying us any attention.
我们就是在它面前唱歌跳舞，他们都不看我们。
Whether we sing or dance in front of the world, they won't even look at us.
我们如果这么想，我们就错了。
If we think in this manner, we are wrong.
那么这些控告保罗的人，他们不是傻瓜。
These people who bring charges against Paul, they were not foolish.
他们的的确确是看过了保罗。
They truly have made a very good finding of Paul.
他们详细周密地考察过保罗。
They have very well thought out plans to observe and study Paul.
那么自从保罗他在大马色的光中被扑倒，他们就一路地看他。
From the moment when Paul fell off on the way to Damascus, after the great light, they were carefully observing Paul.
他们不但是看，他们是仔细地看。
Not only were they taking a very close finding, they were taking this finding very detailedly.
好像一个毛孔一个毛孔的这么看。
It was like they were studying Paul's pore by pore.
所以要不然他们到罗马巡抚面前去控告保罗的话，是完全不可能的。
Otherwise, it would be impossible for them to bring charges before the Roman governor against Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说他们控告保罗，虽然用的是恶毒的言语。
So we say that even though they brought charges against Paul with malicious words,
但他们说的句句都是实情。
However, every single word they uttered was true.
他们是看了以后，他们得出结论的。
They have come to this conclusion after a very careful finding.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is bearing witness.
所以保罗他要被人看的。
Therefore, Paul is supposed to be made for people to make a finding of.
他做什么都要被人详细考察的。
No matter what they do, they will study him under a fine-tuned comb.
那么这些人看过以后，他们才能够对他下一个定论。
All these people have to make a very careful finding of Paul before they can come to a conclusion.
保罗一生都是如此的。
Throughout Paul's entire life, it is like this.
就像他自己，他在林前四章那里他说过一句话。
Just like he said it himself in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说我们好像被定死罪的囚犯。
We are like a prisoner sentenced to death.
成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
We have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men.
所以弟兄姊妹，在主荣耀的旨意的里边。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in the glorious will of the Lord.
我们是给人看的。
We're supposed to be exhibited so that people can make a finding of us.
我们是给世人详细考察的。
We're to be examined by people in the world.
若是世人看不见，我们还叫什么见证呢？
If the men in the world cannot even examine us, what kind of testimony are we bearing?
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city that is built on the hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在兜底下的。
When we light a lamp, we do not put it under a peck measure.
所以保罗被世人看了，就可以指着他说：“我们看这个人。”
Therefore, Paul is to be exhibited for the people in the world to make a finding of him. Therefore, they can say, "We found Paul to be so and so."
弟兄姊妹，我们也要如此的。
Brothers and sisters, we also have to be like this.
我们是主的见证。
we are to bear testimony and witness for the Lord.
我们为着这个蒙恩，我们也为着这个而活。
For this we have received grace, and we also live for this.
在约翰十五章，我们的主说他是真葡萄树。
In John 15, the Lord says He is the true vine.
在他里边有无穷之生命的大能。
In Him there is abundant, more than abundant life.
这个生命甚至可以吞灭死亡的。
This life can even swallow up death.
但是弟兄姊妹，葡萄树的生命是属灵的。
However, the life of the vine is a spiritual life.
世人既看不见，手也不能摸到。
Men in the world cannot touch spiritual life, nor can they see it.
今天我们光跟人说葡萄树生命的道理，他怎么能够知道呢？
So today, if we're just preaching to the world about the theology of the vine, how could the people in the world know?
所以我们的主说，葡萄树不光有枝子，它还要结果子。
Therefore, our Lord said, not only would the vine bear branches, the branches would also bear fruit.
并且多结果子。
And they would bear much fruit.
所以叫世人看见葡萄树上的硕果累累的果子，他们就可以证明说主是生命，主是美善的生命。
Therefore, when people in the world see this lots and lots of fruit on the branches on the vine, they would know that the Lord is love.
所以刚才我们的弟兄说，我们尝过天恩的滋味。
Therefore, earlier, our brother was saying that in the hymn we say that we have experienced the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不但是主向我们的应许。
This is not just a promise from the Lord to us.
这也是我们的经历。
This is also our experience.
但是这个美善不只是为着我们自己。
However, we experience the Lord not just for ourselves alone.
世人也要尝到这个美善。
The people in the world also ought to experience the goodness of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，见证就是人看见了，然后得到证明呢。
Therefore, bearing witness means that people in the world can make a finding and then they get the proof.
世人看见的是我们，证明的是主。
They see us.But then the proof is from the Lord.
我们读的是圣经，世人读的是我们的见证。
What we read is the Bible. However, the people in the world would read the witness and the testimony of us.
我们连于葡萄树结果子，并且多结果子。
We as a branch would be connected to the vine and we would bear fruit and bear much fruit.
世人就从这个果子来认识葡萄树的生命。
And people in the world would know the life of the vine from this fruit that they can see.
虽然他们可以糟蹋果子。
Even though they can trash the fruit.
他们可以诋毁葡萄树。
And they can defame the vine.
但是他们毕竟是看见了。
However, they truly have made a finding.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做做主的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is to bear witness for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救是做主的见证。
Therefore, we have been saved by grace to bear witness for the Lord.
不是为了做潜水艇。
We're not to be a submarine.
潜水艇你可以无声无息地潜伏在海底的下面。
A submarine can hide in the bottom of the ocean without making any sound.
没有人看得见你的。
Nobody can see the submarine.
但是主的话说，我们要显在这个时代的当中。
However, the Lord's words say that you have to appear in this world.
主的心意是这样的话，那么我们就是要给世人看的。
If this is the Lord's heart's desire, we ought to be able to exhibit ourselves so that people in the world can make a finding of us.
所以现在我们看见了吗？犹太宗教他们要指着保罗说，我们看这人。
Therefore, Judaism wants to point to Paul and say, we have found this man to be this and this.
他们说的没有错。
What they said, were not wrong.
他们确实是看见了。
They truly have made a finding.
而且他们看得够清楚的。
And they have make a very, very clear finding.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们不要稀奇。
So today, brothers and sisters, do not marvel.
世人会看的。
The people in the world will make a finding.
他们会主动来看的。
They will proactively make a finding.
他们会从头到尾看我们的。
They will study us from head to toe.
是从头到脚看我们的。 人没有尾巴的。
So they will study us from head to toe.
那么很简单，因为我们是做了主的见证。
This is very simple because we are bearing witness for the Lord.
就算你不想让世人看，主也会把我们放到他们的眼皮下面去看的。
Even if you don't want to be exhibited before the world, the Lord will usher you out so that you can be exhibited out before their own eyes.
因为在主荣耀的旨意的里边，我们是他的见证。
Because in the glorious will of the Lord, we are to bear witness for Him.
就算是看得见的世界没有人看你，那个看不见的世界里边也有眼睛在盯着你。
Even though in this visible world, no one, you may think no one is making a finding of you. In the invisible world, there are eyes making a finding of you.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天无论你是在公司是在学校，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, whether you are in your company or in your school,
或者你在大街上开车，你逛商场，你买菜，
or you are driving in the highway, or you are in the malls, you are in the grocery store.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记了，到处都是眼睛要来看我们的。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget there are eyes all around us trying to make a finding of us.
他们不是吃饱了撑的没事做。
It is not that they have their fill and they have nothing else to do.
因为很简单，我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
Because very simply, we've been exhibited to the world and be a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men.
我们做了主的见证。
We bear witness for the Lord.
有一位很有名的传道人。
There was a very famous preacher.
那么他的电视节目是被播放到世界的各地。
His TV broadcast was broadcasted to all corners of the world.
那么因此他的名声也被抬到一个很高的地位。
Therefore, he also has a very high exalted reputation.
但是这个人一面他名扬四海，一面却过着黑暗的生活。
However, even though he has such a great fame in all the world, however, he also has a hidden dark life.
那么他以为这些事是做在暗处的，是没有人看的。
He assumed that things that he did in the hidden life would not be make a finding of by anyone.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主说，掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
Our Lord said that there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed.
有一双眼睛在看这个人。
There is a pair of eyes that is looking at this man.
那么他在暗处，这双眼睛就在更暗的地方。
Even though this person was in the dark, this pair of eyes was even in a darker place.
这双眼睛看了他有三年之久。
This pair of eyes was observing him for up to 3 years.
每一天的行踪都被这双眼睛记录跟踪下来。
Every day, his whereabouts was recorded by this pair of eyes.
那么最终是根据这个记录，在今年的九月，这个人的丑闻被揭露出来了。
And ultimately, it was based on this person's recording for the last 3 years that his story was being exposed.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是来讨论说这个传救恩的人他自己有没有救恩。
So today we're not talking about whether a preacher who's preaching the gospel, whether he has the gospel or not.
而是说这个世界会来看我们的。
But our point is that the world will make a finding of us.
他是要来看我们的。
The world desires to make a finding of us.
犹太宗教指着保罗说：“我们看这个人。”
Judaism pointed out to Paul and say, "We have found this man to be this and that."
是因为保罗做了主的见证。
Because Paul has borne witness for the Lord.
是因为主曾经对保罗说过一句话。
Because the Lord has said this to Paul.
你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证？
As you have solemnly witnessed to my cause at Jerusalem,
你也必怎样在罗马做我的见证。
So you must witness at Rome also.
为着这句话，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗一生都被人看了。
So because of this sentence, Paul has been exhibited to make a finding by everyone all his life.
他被人看，他经得起人看的。
And he is worthy to have people make a finding of him.
所以弟兄姊妹，难道主在你我的身上不也是同样的心意吗？
Brothers and sisters, doesn't the Lord have the same heart's desire in you and in me?
不管我们做什么
regardless of what we do,
明处暗处都会有人看的
whether it's in public or in hidden life, people will make a finding of us.
因为我们就是给人看的见证
because we are supposed to be exhibited for people to make a finding of.
我们做了主的见证
we have borne witness for the Lord.
盼望弟兄姊妹，我们在这一点上面，我们有足够的认识和清楚的认识。
I hope that you would have a sufficient and clear understanding on this point.
我们当伯的弟兄姊妹在最近这几年传福音的服事的里边。
For the brothers and sisters in Dumbo in the past, recent past few years when they're preaching the gospel.
我们接触了不少从中国大陆来的福音朋友。
We have been in contact with a lot of gospel friends from China.
我们感谢主，耶稣基督救罪人的福音得着了他们。
We praise the Lord that the gospel that saved the sinners have saved them.
这些弟兄姊妹在得救的真理和经历的上面都是明亮的。
These people all have a very bright understanding and salvation.
但是在安排受浸的时候。
However, when it comes to making arrangement for baptism,
我们就遇见过有人来要求秘密受浸的。
We have encountered situations where people have requested for a secret baptism.
那么我们当然理解他们在国内是有公职的，是有政治身份的，也是有相应的福利的。
We also understand that they may have a certain political position and certain benefits in the political system and otherwise in China.
我们当然，我们也愿意做一些适当的安排。
And we are also willing to accommodate them.
但是我们必须和这些弟兄姊妹说清楚一件事情。
However, we make very clear to these brothers and sisters.
那就是受浸的意义是见证。
The meaning of baptism is to bear witness.
如果我们在见证的这个点上我们过不去的话，那么受浸不就失去意义了吗？
If we cannot go past this bearing of witness in terms of baptism, then baptism has lost its meaning.
弟兄姊妹，主的话再简单不过了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's words are more than simple.
我们是主的见证，信主是瞒不了人的。
We are to bear his witness. We cannot hide this.
见证是瞒不过人的。
Our witness cannot be hidden.
你捂着盖着藏着掖着是做不成神儿女的。
No matter how you cover it up, you hide it, whatever you do, you cannot become children of God.
因为很简单，我们是主的见证。
Because very simply put, we are witnesses for the Lord.
那么我们感谢主，犹太宗教的这些人，他们这么一看就看出保罗的三个见证来。
We thank the Lord that these people in Judaism, when they make a finding of Paul, they made three findings.
那么我们来看行传24章的五节。
Let's look at Acts 24:5.
那么第一，这个帖土罗他就控告保罗说他是瘟疫。
First, this Tertullus was saying to bringing this charge against Paul that he's a real pest.
那么我们把这句话我们放在最后来交通。
Well, we'll talk about this point at the last. It's the last point.
那么第二句话说他是鼓动普天下犹太人生乱的。
And the second finding is that he's a fellow who stirs up dissension among all the Jews throughout the world.
那么第三。保罗是拿撒勒教党里的一个头目。
And third, Paul is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
我们前面我们都已经说过了。
Earlier, we've already touched upon these points.
虽然他们是诬告。
Even though these were false accusations.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们没有看错。
However, dear brothers and sisters, they did not make a wrong finding.
他们也没有说错。
They did not say the wrong words.
因为这就是保罗实实在在的见证。
Because these were the truthful witness of Paul.
这三个就是保罗实实在在的人生的见证。
These are truthful witnesses in Paul's life.
那么首先我们看他们控告保罗说他是鼓动普天下众犹太人生乱的。
So first, the first accusation or charge was that he is a fellow who stirs up dissension among all the Jews throughout the world.
我们都知道行传七章里边斯提凡为主殉道的故事。
We all know the story of Stephen when he was martyred in Acts 7.
那个时候保罗他也是在场。
At that time, Paul was also present.
所以等到他在大马色的光中被扑倒的时候。
So when Paul fell off, on the way to Damascus.
那么他就要起来做主的见证。
So Paul would rise up to bear witness for the Lord.
那么在这个时候，保罗就清楚明白一件事情。
Here, Paul clearly understood one thing.
除非光照在黑暗的里边。
Unless light shines into darkness,
黑暗是不会主动来邀请光的。
Darkness would not proactively invite light.
因为黑暗它不接受光。
Because darkness did not apprehend the light.
所以做主的见证是必须主动的。
Therefore, when we bear witness for the Lord, we have to be proactive.
那么我们记住，这是保罗做主的见证的第一个要点。
Remember, this is the first important point for which Paul would bear witness for the Lord.
所以我们看在行传的里边。
Therefore, in the book of Acts,
那么保罗每到一个城市，
every city that Paul showed up in,
他都是主动地跑到当地的犹太会堂去。
He proactively showed up in the synagogues of the Jews.
因为那里是犹太人最多最集中的地方。
Because those were the points, places where you could find the most number of the Jews.
他向他们传耶稣是弥赛亚。
He preached them that Jesus is the Messiah.
他告诉他们说摩西的律法已经过去了。
He told them that Mosaic law was the past.
弟兄姊妹，难道他不知道这样做的代价是什么吗？
Paul, wouldn't he know the cost that would cost him for saying these things to the Jews?
但是他要做一个光照在黑暗的里边。
However, he has to be the light that shines into darkness.
所以到在这个行传的23章。
Therefore, in Acts 23,
那么保罗在耶路撒冷。
Paul was in Jerusalem.
那么他明明知道那里的撒都该人是犹太人当中最抵挡死人复活的真道的。
And he knew that Sadducees among the Jews was the ones who opposed the most about resurrection of the dead.
但是他没有隐藏自己。
But he did not hide himself.
他主动地向着这些人喊着说，我现在受审问是为盼望死人复活。
He deliberately singled out the Sadducees to say that I'm on trial for the hope and resurrection of the dead in the council.
若不是罗马的千夫长及时地把他从人群的里边捞出来。
If it weren't for the Roman commander who seized him out of the crowd,
那么圣经告诉我们，恐怕他就被那些人就撕碎了。
The Bible told us that if he hadn't done this, Paul would be torn to pieces by them in verse 10.
所以我们看见了吗，弟兄姊妹，保罗做主的见证。
Therefore, we see that when Paul bears witness for the Lord,
他从来不躲在象牙塔的里边。
He did not hide in the ivory tower.
他也不坐潜水艇埋在深海的里边。
He's also not the submarine hidden in the deep sea.
他是主动的。
He was proactive.
他是去鼓动普天下众犹太人的。
He stirred up dissension among all the Jews throughout the world.
我认识两位常年在南苏丹做传福音服事的弟兄姊妹。
I know two brothers who has been done missionary work in South Sudan for many, many years.
那么从他们那里我就听到一个真实的见证。
So from them, I heard a very true witness.
主的福音啊，在南苏丹是非常兴旺的。
The Lord's gospel is indeed very, very prosperous in South Sudan.
但是那里呢，穆斯林极端的势力也是很大的。
However, in South Sudan, the extremist Muslims also have very great powers.
那么这些穆斯林极端派呢，他们就控制了当地的政府。
And these extremists in the Muslim belief also control the local government.
所以他们常常的就是用到当地的政府来逼迫信主的弟兄姊妹。
And so these Muslims would use the government to persecute believers, brothers and sisters.
那么有一阵子呢，就是有消息传来说，当地的政府要命令所有信耶稣的人。
So, one time there was this news that came out that the government is going to ask, request all these believers of Jesus.
那么 这命令这些人呢，要在他们自己家的门上写上一个大大的阿拉伯字母 Nu， 就是英文字母 N。
And they require these believers to put a big Arabic letter, which is Nu, which is N in our alphabet,
那么就是,
on their door.
那么就是拿撒勒人耶稣的意思。
Oh, so this N stands for Jesus the Nazarene.
我们知道他们这样做的目的是什么。
We of course know what the purpose of this governmental request is.
那么听到这个消息，有的人就真是害怕了。
When people heard about this news, some people were really afraid.
那么这有的传福音的人，他们就打道回府了，就回国了。
Some preachers of the gospel would just take off and go back to their own country.
那么在当地的有些弟兄姊妹，他们就准备搬家了。
And brothers and sisters, locally, they have some of them decided to move away.
但是还有一些弟兄姊妹，他们哪儿也不去。
However, there are still some other brothers and sisters. They would not go anywhere.
说实在说来，他们哪儿也去不了。
In reality, there's nowhere else they could go.
所以他们几个村庄、几个村庄的教会就连在一起祷告。
So, village by village, all these churches would join together to pray.
他们为着这件事情，他们没日没夜的祷告。
So for this matter, they pray day and night.
他们祷告祷告里边就有了一个感动。
And as they prayed and prayed, there's a stirring in their hearts.
他们说我们为什么要被动的在这里等待逼迫上门呢？
Why do we have to wait passively for persecution to come find us?
主就给他们一个胆量。
And so the Lord gave them this boldness.
他们说这个胆量一定是主给我们的。
And they say this boldness was surely from the Lord.
因为没有人敢这么说的。
Because nobody dared to say anything like this.
主给他们的胆量，他们说我们做主的见证本来就是应该主动的。
They say that to bear witness for the Lord, we ought to be proactive.
结果政府的命令还没有下来。
Therefore, before the government issues this order,
有些弟兄姊妹就主动地把阿拉伯字母的那个怒写在自己家的大门口上面。
Some brothers and sisters proactively put the new the Arabic letter on their front door.
越来越多的弟兄姊妹这样做。
And more brothers and sisters starts to do this.
主就借着他们在那里造就了许多人的信心。
So therefore, the Lord built up a lot of people's faith through these brothers and sisters.
叫他们能够在逼迫的当中做主的见证。
So that even in persecution, they can bear witness for the Lord.
他们不但能够做主的见证，他们还能够站立得稳。
Not only could they bear witness for the Lord, they could also stand firm.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里绝对不是要鼓动大家都搬家到南苏丹去。
I am not encouraging everyone to move to South Sudan.
也不是要把南苏丹的经历搬到美国来。
I'm not also saying that we should bring the experience of South Sudan here to America.
弟兄姊妹，我们的经历可以是不同的。
Brothers and sisters, our experience could differ.
但原则是一个的。
However, we all work out of the same principle.
那就是主说，我们现在这个世代的当中是做主的见证。
Which is the Lord said, we appear in this world to bear witness for Him.
那么保罗就告诉我们说，你做主的见证必须是主动的。
And Paul said that to bear witness for the Lord, we have to be proactive.
第二，我们来看他们控告保罗说，他是拿撒勒教党里的一个头目。
The second charge they brought against Paul is that he's a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarene.
那么弟兄姊妹，这当然是很恶毒的咒骂。
Of course, this is a very wicked condemnation.
但是他们没有说错，这是保罗非常明亮的一个见证。
However, they did not say anything wrong because this is a very bright witness of Paul.
因为保罗自己在加拉太一章就告诉我们说，他在犹太宗教里边曾经是大有前途的人呢。
Because he said in Galatians chapter 1 that he has great promises in Judaism.
这样一个人是当时全国上下的人没有不认识他的。
At that time, people up and down the country, they all know him.
其实这些来控告保罗的人个个都认识他。
in reality, all these people who were bringing charges against Paul, they all knew him.
因为保罗的名气实在太大了。
Because Paul had great reputation.
当然保罗也认识他们。
Of course, Paul also knew them.
因为原来的那个扫罗本来和他们是同党同类的人。
Because the original Saul was a part of the gang.
若是没有大马色城外的大光。
If it weren't for the great light outside the city of Damascus.
弟兄姊妹，我自己觉得。
Brothers and sisters, my own sense is that.
现在做犹太大祭司是轮不到亚拿尼亚的，应该是保罗。
The high priest should not have been Ananias, but Paul.
因为在加拉太一章那里他自己亲口说。
Because in chapter 1 in Galatians, Paul said with his own mouth.
我在犹太宗教里比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进。
I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen.
但是我们感谢主。
However, we thank the Lord.
大马色的光把保罗扑倒了。
The great light in Damascus brought Paul down.
不但他这个人倒了。
Not only did he physically fall down.
世界和宗教也扑倒了。
The world and religion also fell down.
所以他在腓立比三章那里边说。
Therefore in Philippians 3 he said.
我已经丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督。
I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
现在亚拿尼亚带着一行人气势汹汹来到他面前。
So here Ananias brought all his people like they were in a very great army.
这个亚拿尼亚可以在保罗的面前抖他大祭司的威风。
Ananias could pretend that he was this great high priest and with great power.
但是在保罗的眼里，这些人连这大祭司不过都是粪土。
But even the great high priest was just lost and rubbish in Paul's eyes.
但是我们感谢主。
However, we thank the Lord.
不但是在保罗这一边。
Not only from the side of Paul.
现在是在犹太宗教这一面。
Even from the aspect of Judaism,
在保罗原来的同党同类的这一面
，even from the people who used to run with Paul,
他们竟然也把保罗给弃绝了。
Even they have rejected Paul.
他们竟然用最恶毒、最亵渎的语言和保罗这个人一刀两断了。
They used the most malicious and blasphemous words, and they cut their ties with Paul.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们讲分别为圣。
Today we talk about being separated and being consecrated.
我们可以在我们这边做得很好。
We can do it very well within our own circle.
但是世界怎么看我们？
However, how does the world view us?
世界到底是把我们看作同路人还是两路人？
Does the world think of us as part of the gang or different from them?
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗成功的地方。
This is the success of Paul.
这场控告可以说是保罗做主的见证的一个试金石。
This is the turning point by which Paul was bearing witness for the Lord.
如果犹太宗教在他们的言语里边，在他们的控告里边，向保罗还有那么一点点的友善。
This is a great test. If Judaism has shown any friendliness toward Paul and his witness,
他们还讲到保罗一点点的跟他们的联系。
If Judaism mentioned any little link between them and Paul,
那么保罗的见证就失败了。
Then Paul's witness failed.
分别为圣，弟兄姊妹，这是保罗做主的见证的第二个要点。
This setting apart and be consecrated is the second point by which Paul bears witness for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们做主的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, today when we bear witness for the Lord,
我们常常的把注意力放在我们怎么看这个世界。
We put a lot of emphasis on how we view the world.
这是对的，这是好的。
This is good and this is right.
但是世界是怎么看我们呢？
But how does the world look at us?
他看我们到底是他的敌人还是他的朋友？
Does the world see you as their friend or their foe?
他看我们到底是与他同路的合适还是和他完全是两路的？
Does the world see you, see us as their companion or we're traveling on two different paths?
实在来说弟兄姊妹。
In reality, brothers and sisters,
保罗是谁，我们是谁，不需要我们自己去吹喇叭。
We don't need to toot our own horn, of whom we are, just like Paul.
因为他们指着保罗说，我们看这人。
Because they brought charges and they say, we have found Paul to be so-and-so.
只要让他们看了，他们就会得到证明的。
If you let them make a finding, they will get the proof.
只要让他们看到了，他们就会下定论的。
Just let them make a finding, and they will make their own conclusions.
你不要躲在自己的象牙塔里。
Do not hide in your ivory tower.
你做主的见证，不要做潜水艇。
You bear witness for the Lord. Don't be a submarine.
你让他们看了，他们就会下定论的。
You let them make a finding, then they'll come to their own conclusion.
我们不用在自己的身上到处贴标签，说我和你们是两路人。
We don't need to put all labels all over and say we and the world we're two different paths.
他们指着保罗说，我们看着人。
They pointed to Paul and say we have found Paul to be so and so.
同样，世界也要这样看我们，给我们下定论的。
Likewise, the world also want to make a finding of us and make conclusions about us.
弟兄姊妹，在这个世界里边没有傻瓜的。
There are no fools in this world.
谁是他的朋友，谁是他的敌人，他们不会看错的。
The world would not make a mistake to recognize who is their friend, who is their foe.
他们不会说错的。
They would not say the wrong thing.
最后我们来看犹太宗教控告保罗的第一句话。
Lastly, we would look at how Judaism bring this charge in this first part of verse 5.
他们说保罗是瘟疫。
They say that Paul was a real pest.
那么我想因着今年的疫情，我们大家对这句话都有切身的体会。
Because of the pandemic, we all have some close personal experience with this word.
弟兄姊妹，瘟疫为什么可怕？
Why is the pest so scary?
第一，它有强大的火力。
Because it has great firepower.
第二，它有不可抗拒的那个传染力。
Because it is infectious to the nth degree.
所以我们说，虽然犹太宗教用那么恶毒的话来咒骂保罗。
Therefore, we say that even though Judaism used such wicked words to condemn Paul.
但是他们说的一点都没有错。
But what they said was indeed not wrong.
因为保罗这个人走到哪儿，哪儿他都浑身上下都带着强大的传染力。
Because wherever Paul went, from his top to bottom, he carried this great infection.
谁碰上他，就被他里边的主就传染了。
Whoever touched Paul, they would be infected by the Lord who is within Paul.
那么首先我们要说，这个强大的能力不是保罗，而是住在他里边的主。
First, we have to clarify that this great power was not from Paul, but from the Lord who lived within Paul.
就像我们今天早上唱的诗歌637首。
Just like the hymn we sang earlier, hymn 637.
主，我不过是你运河。
Channels only.
你要流出你的生命。
But with thy wondrous power.
第二我们要说。
Second, we need to say.
保罗这个人他被大马色的光扑倒了。
Paul fell down because of the great light in Damascus.
这个扑倒是一个彻底的扑倒。
This falling down is a thorough falling down.
不但是他这个人倒了。
Not only was he physically down.
世界和宗教扑倒了。
The world and its religion also fell down.
他里边的人也被扑倒了。
His inner man also fell down.
所以他能够在加拉太二章二十节那里这么说。
Therefore, he can say in Galatians 2:20,
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗这个人扑倒了，所以主现在可以毫无拦阻地从他里边活出来。
Because Paul, the person, fell down. Therefore, with no hindrance, the Lord can be lifted out through him, in him.
所以他做主的见证。
Therefore, he bears witness for the Lord.
主的生命就带着那个强大的传染力。
And the life of Christ would have this strong infectious power.
就他到哪里都像瘟疫一样能够传染人的。
No matter where Paul went, he was like the pest, he could infect people.
不再是我乃是基督，这是保罗做主的见证的第三个要点。
The third point of Paul bearing witness for the Lord is not I, but Christ.
我读到这句话，我就想到我自己。
When I read these words, I think about myself.
我们今天都有那个经历，我们是被大马色的光扑倒的。
We all have the experience that we have fallen down because of the great light in Damascus.
那么至少我们外边这个人是扑倒的。
At least our outward man has fallen down.
但是我自己有一个难处。
However, I have this difficulty.
我这个里边的人总被不被扑倒的。
My inner man has not fallen down.
扑倒了又起来。
And the inner man has fallen down, and then it comes back up again.
那么主有恩典再把他扑倒。
And, but then God, the Lord has grace to me, and then but then he caused the inner man to fall down again.
那么倒了不久他又起来了。
However, the inner man falls down, and then after a little while it comes back up again.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的见证好像不是瘟疫。
Therefore, when we bear witness, it is not like the pest.
是温水。
It's like a warm, lukewarm water.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们是主的见证。
We bear witness for the Lord.
我们是给人看的。
We are supposed to have the world make a finding of us.
我们是必须给人看的。
We have to let the world make a finding of us.
这就是我们的人生。
This is our life.
我们成了给人看的人生。
We are someone who is a spectacle to be to for the world to make a finding of us.
有许多弟兄姊妹在问说，我信主了，我得着宝贝的永生，我现在还能干什么？
Many brothers and sisters ask, I've been saved, I've gotten this precious eternal life, what am I supposed to do now?
弟兄姊妹，主向我们有一个荣耀的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has a glorious will toward us.
主对我们说，
The Lord said to us,
你们是我的见证。
You are my witnesses.
你活给人看。
You have to live it out for the world.
我们是给人看了以后来证明我们的主的。
We have to let the world make a finding of us to prove that the Lord is Lord.
我们愿保罗的见证能够激励我们。
We hope that the witness of Paul could constrain us.
我们做主的见证，我们就做主动的见证。
When we bear witness for the Lord, we are proactively bearing witness.
我们能够做分别为圣的见证。
We can also bear the witness of being set apart and be consecrated.
我们巴不得那扑倒了保罗的大光，今天也把我们扑倒。
How we desire that great light that made Paul fall down also enable us to fall down.
不但扑倒我们外边的人。
And it would only not only enable the outer man to fall down.
叫主的爱能够把我们里边的人也扑倒。
May the love of the Lord also enable the inner man to fall down.
以至于我们的见证可以活出主的生命。
To such an extent that our witness can live out the life of Christ.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a few words of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你把你宝贝的话说在我们里边。
You have spoken your precious words into us.
叫我们的一生都受这些话激励。
You enable us to be constrained by these words throughout an entire life.
愿我们的一生都能够讨你的喜悦。
May we be pleasing to you throughout an entire life.
在这个世界的前面能够成为你荣耀的见证。
And before this world, we can be the glorious witness for you.
主，我们要承认说，在我们是不能的。
We have to confess to you that with us it is impossible.
但你给我们宝贝的应许说，在神凡事都能。
However, you've given us this precious promise that with God all is possible.
在见证的事上，主，你应许我们说，你的恩典是够我们用的。
In this matter of bearing witness for you, you told us, you promised us that your grace is sufficient for us.
主，我们为过去我们所蒙的恩典，我们感谢你。
Lord, for the grace that has bestowed upon us, we thank you in the past.
我们为我们前面还要奔跑的路，我们仰望你扶持的恩典。
We look to you for your sustaining grace for the path in the future.
愿我们在你来的日子，我们能够讨着你的欢喜，说忠心又良善的仆人。
May we gain pleasure so that when you come, you can call us good and faithful servants.
主，在我们的心里，我们要说我们愿你来。
In our hearts, we want to say, "Come, we want you to come."
我们愿你快来。
Lord, we ask you to come quickly.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.